A White House commission today released a report promoting wider use of alternative medicine, such as acupuncture and dietary supplements. The report, which took nearly 2 years to complete, has angered many scientists. They say it offers Americans false hopes about the possibilities of alternative medicine, NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
First and foremost, the commission calls for something that panels seem to always call for, more research. It also wants to make complementary and alternative treatments more available now. Psychiatrist James Gordon chaired the commission.
What we hope to do with this report is to provide some recommendations for legislation and for administrative change to maximize the benefits of complementary and alternative medicine and the various therapies that are part of that to the American public, and to help safeguard the public against possible misuse and possible dangers of those therapies.
The debate between proponents and opponents of alternative medicine is a long and bitter one. Opponents say the commission was stacked with supporters and heard mostly from believers. They say alternative medicine often offers false hopes. Proponents say mainstream medicine doesn't want the competition. Even within the commission, there was division. Dr. Joseph Finns, a medical ethicist at Cornell University, co-authored a statement saying that the report went too far.
The report had a tone that they were calling for more research, but that there was a tone in the report that we should do more research, and that if we did more research, we would find these things to be safe and effective. And science really doesn't work that way. Science is really, most hypotheses are not validated. They're not proven to be true.
The report called for mandated courses in alternative medicine for doctors in training and financial support for people studying to be alternative medicine practitioners. Finn says most medical schools already offer some training in alternative medicine, and he says all the research called for would strip money away from more promising areas. The report refers to complementary and alternative medical approaches as a whole. Finns would have liked to have seen differentiation between therapies that have some clinical evidence, such as glucosamine chondroitin sulfate for osteoarthritis, and others that have been shown not to be effective, such as chelation therapy for heart disease. But Gordon says that was not the task of the commission.
There are thousands and thousands of therapies. We simply could not, nor should we, have sat in judgment of each of the therapies. Each one of those therapies is a trying to figure out which works and which doesn't is a major project.
There is a division of the National Institutes of Health that evaluates alternative medicine therapies. It received $105 million last year to do that. Its director, Stephen Strauss, says that as others fight it out, his division will work on figuring out what's effective.
Some of the practices that are complementary and alternative today will be proven ineffective, and the public will be informed and will abandon them. And others will be proven effective, and mainstream medicine will absorb them and find ways to integrate a broader set of practices, and then will take credit for having made a wise decision.
In the meantime, the commission wants to see a central coordinating office to make sure its recommendations are followed. There are a handful of Republican and Democratic senators on Capitol Hill who are longtime champions of alternative medicine. Several of their offices said today they'll be studying the commission report carefully. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.